That was really fun, Caitlin laughed. She and the clownfish emerged from the tickly anemones. Caitlin felt five little hands tapping her. A voice said, "Excuse me, I'd like to inquire whether you would care to dance with me." "Scary Larry, here you are," Caitlin cried, turning around. "You are not scary. You are so polite. Of course I will dance with you." Larry wrapped the ends of two tentacles around Caitlin's hands. "I use the other three for dancing," he explained. "In your world, dancers have only 2 feet to use." Larry and Caitlin danced around the reef. Chapter 5. Wake Up. "Thank you for dancing with me," Caitlin said to Scary Larry. Then she spotted a little hermit crab without a shell. "Oh, you poor thing," Caitlin said. "Where is your shell?"
"I outgrew it," the hermit crab said. "I am Melissa, and I'm looking for a house. Do you want to come along?"
"Yes," Caitlin said.
So Caitlin walked and Melissa scuttled around the reef. Melissa found a lovely shell with a view of the coral forest. Caitlin also found a shell. It was pearly white and so beautiful that she decided to keep it. She put the shell in her pocket.